Hallelujah, 我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all beloved brothers and sisters.
有一次，小弟跟一个从其他基督教会改信我们真耶稣教会的弟兄在分享。
Once I had a sharing session with a brother who was converted from another denomination.
这个弟兄谈到他以前在另外一个基督教非常的热心在带领人来信耶稣。
The brother related to me how zealous he was to bring people to Christ while he was still at another church.
但是他有一个问题要请教小弟。
But he has a question for me.
他说以前那个基督教会教导他只要告诉人来信耶稣受洗就得救了。
And his question was, during his stay in his previous church, he was told that as long as you believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved.
但是来到我们真耶稣教会，在道理查考当中教会我们教会给他的教导并不是这样子。
But when he came to the true Jesus Church, we taught him differently.
得救。是本乎神的恩，也因着人的相信接受，没有错。
Our church does teach that one who believes will receive salvation.
但是我们教会还加上必须要倚靠圣灵，追求成圣。
But in addition, one needs to be baptized and also to.Pursue sanctification through the Holy Spirit.
也就是说要遵守主的教训到底啊。
In other words, we have to abide by the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ till the very end.
才能够得救。
Only then can we be saved.
这个弟兄问小弟说，能不能从圣经里头来找出这个支持这种理论的依据啊？
And so this brother wanted me to quote.Some Bible references to be the basis for such claim.
确实，对我们弟兄姐妹来说，也许这个也是我们心中的一个疑问。
Indeed, this may also be our question as well.
在教会里头的弟兄姐妹，是不是将来都一定能得救？
Does it mean that all the brothers and sisters who are in the true Jesus Church will ultimately be saved?
那如果不能得救，那怎么办
？And if not, what happens？
我们不是唯一得救的真教会吗
？Aren't we the only true saving church？
那在唯一得救的真教会里面，怎么会不能得救呢
？So why is it that if one is in this true only saving church, why he or she can be saved？
在晚上我们要借着主耶稣所讲的撒网的比喻来跟大家探讨这个问题。
And so through the parable of casting the nets, I would like to discuss this issue with you.
我们一起来看马太福音的十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章四十七节到五十节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 47 to 50.
十三章四十七节，天国又好像网撒在海里。聚拢各样水族，四十八节。
48.
网既满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下，捡好的收在器具里，将不好的丢弃了。四十九节。
49.
世界的末了也要这样，天使要出来，从义人中把恶人分别出来。五十节。
50.
丢在火炉里，在那里。必要哀哭切齿了。这是主耶稣所讲的一个比喻。
This is one of the many parables that Jesus told.
这个比喻里头，主耶稣说，天国好像把网把渔网撒在海里一样。
In this parable, Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake.
聚拢了各样的水族，网满了，人就拉上岸，捡好的收在器具。不好的丢弃掉。
And caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen put up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away.
主耶稣以这个比喻来告诉 当时的人。
Jesus used this parable to teach the people of his time.
哦，世界的末了，人也要面对神的审判。
At the end of the world, everyone has to face God's judgment.
哦，把不好的人从好人当中分别出来。
The bad will be separated from the good.
哦，那不好的人呢，要丢到火里头，哦，受永远的刑罚。
And the bad will be thrown into fire for eternal condemnation.
哦，事实上啊，主耶稣在之前呢，也已经告诉跟随他的人了。
And in fact, Jesus had already told his followers about this before.
并不是所有跟随耶稣的人都能够进神的国。
Not everyone who followed Jesus will be able to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
我们看马太福音的第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
七章的二十一节。
7 verse 21.
二十一节，凡称呼称呼我主啊，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人。不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
哦，所以我们知道啊，不是凡进到教会里头的人都一定会能到最后会得救的。
So we know from this verse that not everyone who enters into the true church will ultimately be saved.
哦，那这也告诉我们，为什么有时候我们会在教会里头，哦，会看到有软弱的事情，软弱的弟兄姐妹。
And this also explains why we see weaknesses in some members and also in the church.
好，主耶稣在这里说，天国就好像网撒在海里，聚拢各样的水族。
Jesus said in this parable that the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish.
哦，在巴勒斯坦的地方，哦，这些渔夫们呢，他们也会用撒网来捕鱼啊。
In Palestine, the fishermen would cast the nets to catch fish.
哦，这种方法哦，没有办法挑选你喜欢的鱼或者不喜欢的鱼。
And because of this fishing method, there's no way to distinguish the good from bad.
哦，因为你喜欢的也好，不喜欢的也好，哦，通通都会进到网里头。
Regardless of whether the fish is good or bad, everything will be caught in the net.
哦，所以主耶稣用这个渔网来象征，哦，在世上的教会。
And so the net is comparable to the church today.
哦，同样的教会对于要信主要入教的人，没有办法拒绝。
The church cannot refuse anyone who wants to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，也不能够做选择。
And we cannot make the choice.
哦，虽然我们在受洗之前呢，会有一个这个审核啊。
And even though we have a quote-unquote screening process before one is baptized.
哦，但是这个审核只不过是为了帮助要受洗的弟兄将要受洗的弟兄姐妹来了解为什么要洗礼。
This screening is merely a process by which we allow those who want to get baptized the seriousness as well as the essence of being converted to Christ.
哦，那如果这个居心不良啊，蓄意隐瞒哦，教会也不晓得。
And obviously, if the one who wanted to be baptized hide anything from the church. We are obviously not in the know.
哦，那也就因为如此哦，所以有些时候我们会惊讶说为什么在教会当中也会有这样的人，也会有这样的事情发生。
And that is why sometimes to our amazement, we see different kinds of people who end up in the church.
哦，所以网撒在海里头，笼聚各样的水族就是这样的现象。
And this is the phenomenon that is described in this parable.As a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish.
哦，那我们呢要从两个方面来了解教会之所以会有这样的现象，它的原因是什么
？And now we're going to explore two different avenues by which we see this phenomenon in the church.
哦，也借此来提醒我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们要肯改变自己做一个真基督徒。
And this also reminds us that we should be willing to change ourselves so that we can be true Christians.
好，教会里头为什么会有软弱的弟兄姐妹？
Why is it that there are weak brothers and sisters in the church?
哦，第一个原因啊。
The first reason?
啊，就是因为缺乏啊，愿意为信仰付出代价的意愿。
Is that there is a lack of willingness to suffer or to sacrifice for the sake of one's faith.
哦，在四福音书里头，我们看到跟随耶稣的人群当中。
Within the four Gospels, we see many kinds of people who followed Christ.
哦，有啊，要求饼吃饱的哦。
There are those who ask for bread and to be fed.
哦，也有啊，啊，为了要求医治的。
There are those who wanted, healing.
哦，有的是啊，为了要求看神迹奇事的。
And there are others who wanted to see miracles.
哦，也有那个看热闹的。
And there are those who just want to see what was going on.
哦，那更有那些专门要找耶稣麻烦的文士跟法利赛人。
And there are those, Pharisees and Sadducees who kept wanting to find fault with Jesus.
哦，甚至在耶稣所挑选的十二个门徒里头啊。
And even among the 12 disciples that our Lord Jesus has chosen.
哦，也有人啊，想要啊，哦，这个得着哈，啊，一官半职哈，啊，就像雅各跟约翰一样。
Some disciples, such as Peter and John, wanted to have high status in the kingdom of God.
哦，当耶稣啊，你得国的时候哈，你当王的时候啊，哎，我们两个一个坐你左边，一个坐你右边。
And that is why they said to Jesus, Lord, when you reign as king in your kingdom, please allow us to sit on your right and left hand.
哦，所以当时哦，啊，就好像耶稣在这里所讲的比喻哈，天国好像网撒在海里哦，笼聚各样的水族。
And it is just like what our Lord Jesus Christ has said in this parable, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish.
哦，有好的，也有不好的。
There's the good and there's the bad.
所以这个比喻啊，也正解释在今天的教会里头，为什么也有好信徒，也有坏信徒。
And that is why this parable explains why there are good believers and there are bad believers in the church.
哦，啊，有一个故事这么说啊。
A story goes.
哦，啊，有一个贫穷人哈，啊，想要到一个教会去信耶稣。
There's a poor man who wants to go to a church to believe in Jesus.
哦，那这个教会哦，都是这个有钱有地位的人。
The church is filled with people of wealth and status.
哦，但这个穷人呢，向教会的这个牧师啊，表明他想要信主的愿望。
So this poor man expressed to the pastor his willingness to believe in Jesus.
哦，那个牧师啊。打量打量他，哦。
The pastor looked at him and examined him.
哎，觉得说这个，这个人呐、啊，进到教会、啊、对教会一点好处都没有啊，没有什么油水啊。
And the pastor thinks to himself, if he were to enter into this church, he is not able to contribute financially to our ministry.
哦，说不定啊，教会还要救济他。
And maybe we have to help him out.
哦，但是没有理由拒绝啊。
But then again, I don't have any reason to refuse him.
哦，那而且圣经啊，主耶稣也教导说，不可用外貌来断定人。
And doesn't the Bible also tell us that we shouldn't judge by outer appearance?
哦，但是因为不好直说啊，哦，只好哎很婉转的告诉这个穷人呐、啊。
But the pastor was not willing to be forthright with the poor man.
哎，这件事情哦，关系重大。哦，你最好啊，先回去祷告祷告。
So the pastor courteously told this poor man, "This is a very serious decision. Why don't you go home and think about it?"
哎，求问主的旨意啊，哦，看看你呀、啊，祷告之后心里平安不平安呢、啊？
Pray for God's will and see if you have peace in your heart when you make this decision.
哦，然后再来做决定啊。
Then you can make the decision.
一个月后，这个穷人又来了。
One month later, the poor man comes to church again.
哦，要求啊，要哦，要受洗啊，要加入教会。
And the poor man requests that he be baptized and be part of this church.
哦，这个牧师啊，于是又问他说：“哎，你心中有平安吗？”
So the pastor asks him, Do you have peace in your heart?
哦，这个穷人说，哎，我觉得很平安。
And the poor man says, Yes, I do.
哦，但是教会还说，我看哦，这个一个月祷告可能还不够，你有没有禁食啊？你没禁食啊，回去哦，禁食祷告哦，慎重一点。
And the pastor responds, since this is a very serious decision, I don't think you have prayed enough. Why don't you go home, fast and pray, and see what happens?
哦，就这样，一次又一次的哈，啊，想尽办法来拖延。
And so, one after another, the pastor refused him.
哦，最后啊，这个穷人来了。
And so, the poor man comes again.
哦，这个牧师就问他了，哎，你祷告的结果怎么样？
So what is the conclusion or the decision
after your prayers? 主耶稣有没有啊，很明确的指示你啊？
Has our Lord Jesus Christ clearly indicated to you?
这个穷人回答这个牧师说，有啊，主耶稣已经很明确指示我了。
And the pastor, the poor man, responds, yes, the Lord Jesus has indeed very clearly responded to me.
哦，主耶稣告诉我，这几年来啊，他自己也一直很想进到你的教会啊。
Jesus tells me that he himself really wants to join your church for the past few years.
哦，但是啊，进不去。
But Jesus is unable to enter into your church.
他只不过是个穷木匠啊。
Because Jesus is a poor carpenter.
哦，所以耶稣啊，叫我说，不要再试了，换别间了。
And Jesus tells me, don't try this church, try another one.
哦，这个故事啊，在提醒我们。
This story tells us,
我们是不是啊，也会成为这种哦，嘴巴的基督徒啊？
Are we Christians that pay only lip service?
哦，嘴巴说要祷告，要爱人，哦，要有信心。
Do we pay lip service to loving others, to have faith, and to love God?
哦，但是啊，却经常的用自己的主观意识来处理自己生活上的事情。
But oftentimes we are very subjective when it comes to our relationship with God in our daily lives.
哦，我们会不会不知不觉的也变成耶稣所责备的哦那个法利赛人那种口是心非？
Or do we unknowingly become the Pharisees whom Jesus has rebuked for their hypocrisy?
哦，那样假冒伪善。
Those hypocritical Pharisees.
哎，耶稣挂嘴边哦，但是道理放旁边。
While they have Jesus in their mouth, they don't have him in their hearts.
哦，所以这是值得我们去思考的哦。
And this is something that we can think about.
我们是不是愿意啊，为信仰付出代价？
Are we willing to pay a price for our faith?
哦，当一个真基督徒啊。
And become a true Christian.
为行真理付出代价。
And to pay a price for practicing the truth.
有这样的一个意愿。
Do we have such willingness?
哦，第二个原因呢？
The second reason.
哦，为什么教会会有软弱的弟兄姐妹？
Why is it that there are weak brothers and sisters in the church?
哦，因为啊，虽然我们信主受洗了。
Even though we have been baptized,
哦，我们仍然还有带着肉体的人性的软弱。
We still carry with us the weaknesses of the flesh.
哦，教会啊，是由一群蒙恩的罪人所组合的。
The church is an aggregation of all the sinners whom our Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed.
哦，是一群呢、啊、必须天天警醒更新的罪人所组合的团体。
It is an assembly of sinners who need to remind themselves on a daily basis to strive to become better Christians.
哦，事实上啊，哦，我们大家都很想成为一个真基督徒啊。
In fact, we all want to be true Christians.
哦，但是我有我的软弱。
But I have my weaknesses.
你有你的软弱。
You have your weaknesses.
他也有他的软弱。
And others have others' weaknesses.
我们想想看啊，一个由一群软弱的人所组合的团体。
Just imagine an assembly of people who have different weaknesses.
哦，怎么能够期望它是一个多么完美的教会？
How can such an assembly be a perfect church?
哦，有一次，有一个这个校长哦，在一个教会啊， 在慕道。
Once the principal of her school came to a church to seek the truth.
结果刚好遇到那个教会在开信徒会议。
And it so happened that there was a congregational meeting.
好像他在学校开董事会一样。
And it is as though that they were having a meeting among the board of directors.
教会这些干部们个个互相攻击。
All the key workers of the church attacked each other.
执行教会的这些工人啊。
And they questioned the workers of God.
言语火爆。
And they were ferocious in their speech.
所以这个校长啊，他心中就充满着疑惑。
And so this principal had a lot of questions and doubts.
如果神真的在这个教会里头。
If God is truly in this church,
那这些人呢、怎么敢在神的面前如此的放肆、
Why is it that these people, are bold enough to be so outspoken in the presence of God?
可见呢，这个教会根本没有神的同在。
And he concluded that there is no God in that church.
所以这个校长啊，再也不去那个教会去慕道了。
And so this principal stopped going to that church to seek the truth.
所以这个事情也在提醒我们。
And this incident reminds us.
我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
That we are sinners who have received grace from God.
受洗前是，受洗后还是。
We are sinners regardless of whether we have been baptized or not.
我们都知道我们自己有软弱。
Because we know that we are sinners, we are full of weaknesses.
当然了，我们不能够以此来作为逃避我们努力更新进步的一个借口。
But this by no means gives us the excuse not to pursue a better spirituality.
也不能够用我软弱来作为害人跌倒绊倒人的这个理由。
And being weak should never be the reason for us to become a stumbling block to others.
我们应当要心存对神的敬畏。
We must have reverence for God in our hearts.
同时啊，要祈求圣灵帮助我们。
And we must ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
让我们的信心也好，爱心也好，耐心也好啊，越来越像耶稣。
So that our love, faith, and patience may be more like Christ.
以做一个更好的基督徒啊，来自我期许，来自我勉励。
And we will encourage ourselves to become better Christians and make that our goal in life.
所以这个撒网的比喻啊，告诉我们为什么教会软弱缺欠的原因呢？
So this parable explains why there are weaknesses among brothers and sisters and in the church.
也要求我们呢、应当要依靠圣灵心存对神的敬畏来让我们的这个信仰更加的进步。
And it behooves us to solely trust in God and to rely on the Holy Spirit so that we may all improve.
那再来主耶稣在这个比喻里头说。
Then Jesus continues to say in this parable.
说网系满了人就拉上岸来坐下来。捡好的收在器具里，将不好的丢弃。
Then when it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away.
这里谈到说不是网上来的水族通通都要。
This verse tells us that not all kinds of fish that were pulled by the net were kept.By the fishermen.
是必须经过挑选的。
The fish went through a screening process.
那个好的收起来，不好的丢弃掉。
The fishermen sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away.
今天我们进到教会来，就好像被这个救恩的网给网了进来。
Today we enter into this church just as all kinds of fish have been caught with the net.
但是啊，神也会挑选呢。
But God will also select us.
神要怎么挑选呢？
How does God select us?
哦，在这个利未记哦，十一章那边呢。
In
利未记哦。
In Leviticus.
十一章啊。
Chapter 11.
九到十二节。
9-12.
哦，那边谈到哦，这个什么东西。哦，可以吃什么东西不能吃啊？
It talks about the kind of food that should be taken and those that should not be taken.
哦，那九到十二节是谈到这个水族哦，就是谈到什么鱼可以吃，什么鱼不能吃啊。
So Leviticus chapter 11 verse 9 to 12, describe the clean and unclean food.
哦，有鳞有刺的可以吃，没有鳞没有刺的不能吃啊。
The Israelites may eat any that have fins and scales, and those that don't should not be eaten.
哦，神用这个食物的洁净不洁净来提醒以色列百姓，他们是神的选民，理当过着分别为圣的生活。
And by telling them what clean and unclean food that should be eaten or not, God is reminding them to.Become holy in the midst of unholy people.
哦，人每天都要吃东西啊。
We all have to eat.
哦，神用吃东西，哦，这个东西的洁净跟不洁净，来作为提醒他的选民要过分别为圣的生活。
And so by reminding the Israelites what is clean and what is unclean and what should be eaten and what should be not, God wanted them.To be sanctified.
哦，所以洁净不洁净，哦，是不是分别为圣？这个就是啊，哦，把这个鱼网上来之后啊，挑选的依据啊。
And so, whether a person is sanctified or chosen is based upon whether he or she is selected by God, just as all kinds of fish were selected.According to whether they are good or bad.
哦，换句话说，凡是过着分别为圣生活的基督徒，就是好的，被神挑选。
In other words, those who are separated for sanctification are those who are good and are selected by God.
哦，凡是不洁净的，哦，就没有圣洁生活的，就是被丢弃的。
And those who are unsanctified, those who are not holy.Are cast away.
好，也许有弟兄姐妹会问说啊，为什么神哦，这个洁净跟不洁净哦，用这个有鳞有刺哈、哦、来做区分？
And so some people may question, why are those fish that have scales and fins, are different from those that don't have them?
哦，那无鳞无刺的是什么东西、啊、
？So what are those?That are without fins and scales.
哦，大概无鳞无刺的，就是什么鳗鱼啦，哦，或者是这个泥鳅啦，还有这个土鳝，哈、哦，哎，这个叫土鳝是 catfish 还是什么？哦，哎，哦，这个是没有鳞的啦。
Fish such as catfish and eel are those without fins and scales.
哦，那这种哦，这种鱼类哈、哦。他们是属于在食物链里头啊比较下面的哦。
And they are of the lowest rung in the food chain.
哦，比较属于这个分解者哈、哦，就是吃腐烂的腐肉的哈、哦，这种生物。
They are scavengers.
好、哦，那这种生物，对我们来说哈、哦，比较不好。
And these fish are not good for us.
哦，所以有这个。有人哈说那个哈也什么，吃太多了哈，会什么火气大了，或什么卡毒哈，比较毒啦哈，这个哈中国人哈用这样来做一个解释的。
And so, the Chinese people have a way of explaining, that these fish are bad for you because they are toxic in a certain way.
哦，所以。哦、神不要他的选民、哦、吃这些食物。
So God doesn't want His chosen people to eat these kinds of fish.
哦，这个是从医学的角度来看的啦、哦、
So this is from a medical perspective.
哦，那从属灵的教训里头，就是没有分别为圣哦，不洁净哦的意思。
But from the spiritual perspective, those that are unclean are those who are not separated and are not sanctified.
哦，所以我们虽然都已经信主了，都已经受洗，都已经归入教会。
So even though we have all belief and are baptized into the church,
哦，都在神这一张恩典的网里头了。
And we are all within this net of grace.
哦，但并不代表啊，我们就会被神拣哦，这个选上放在器具里面呢。
And yet it doesn't mean that we will be selected as the good fish that will end up in the baskets.
哦，要看看我们是不是过着分别为圣、圣洁的生活。
It really depends on whether we lead a sanctified life.
哦，那再来这里说啊，不好的要丢弃。哦，世界的末了也是这样。
And this verse continues to tell us that the fisherman will throw the bad away, and this is how it's going to be at the end day.
哦，这是指的审判的时候。
This refers to the judgment day.
哦，神什么时候会审判人
？When will God judge us？
哦，当然第一个就是。世界末了。
Of course, when the world ends.
哦，主耶稣再来。
When Jesus comes again.
这个世界被火焚烧。
This world will be consumed by fire.
哦，所有的人啊，复活成为灵体，在神的审判桌前，天后审判。
And everyone will be raised into spiritual bodies and be presented before His presence to be judged.
哦，这个是神审判的时候。
And that is the time of judgment.
那还有一个时候，也是神审判人的时候。
There is another moment when God will also judge.
哦，这个不是神，这不是世界的末了，是人生命的末了。哦。
This is not the end of the world, but the end of one's human life.
哎，就是人死的时候。
That is when you die.
哦，人死的时候，人离世的时候，哦，就要面对神的审判。
When we die, we will face God's judgment.
哦。所以在这个耶稣所说的比喻告诉我们了。
So this parable that Jesus told tells us.
不是哦啊，进到教会受洗归主的哦基督徒啊，都一定能够进到神国里头啊。
Not everyone who enters into the church and receive baptism will enter into God's kingdom.
哦，是要经过挑选，也就是经过神的审判。
We will have to go through a selection process, which is God's judgment.
那个好的跟坏的当中的区分呢，就是是不是圣洁。
And the differentiation between the good and the bad is whether one is holy.
哦，所以在这个耶稣所讲的撒网的比喻里面呢。
So in this parable of the net.
哦，给我们弟兄姐妹有什么样的一个启发跟提醒？
What can we learn or be reminded of?
第一个啊，这个比喻啊，提醒我们，启发我们，我们要活得积极，要活得哦啊，或者成为一个啊，活得更积极的基督徒啊。
First of all, we should become active Christians.
虽然我们知道这个世界会有结束的时候
，Even though we know that this world will come to an end.
哦，但是并不叫我们消极的坐以待毙。
And yet, it doesn't mean that we will passively sit there waiting for it to end.
哦，也不是啊，因着我们心里头啊向往天国而忘记我们在今生应当尽的责任。
And it also doesn't mean that we only look forward to the heavenly kingdom without taking into consideration our physical life on earth.
反倒是因为我们对天国的盼望，哦，不但要活得积极啊，而且还要能够追求，能够荣耀神。
But instead, because of our living hope in the heavenly kingdom, we will actively pursue God and glorify Him.
哦，就好像保罗啊，哦，他很向往哦天国的美好。
Just like Paul, he has a grand vision of the goodness of his kingdom.
哦，但是他也同时考虑到他在今生当尽的本分是不是已经尽了。
But he is also very mindful of his responsibilities on earth.
哦，所以保罗在腓立比书啊的一章二十三节那里这么说。
That is why in Philippians chapter 1 verse 23 he says.
哦，二十三到二十五节。
23 to 25.
哦，说 我情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧。我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在这世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。这就是保罗他的人生观。
This is Paul's view on life.
有一个更美好的目标。
There is a far better goal.
但是却没有因此就放弃今生的责任。
But he did not forsake his worldly responsibilities while on earth.
有一个故事说到在一个神学院里面。
There's a story about a theological seminary.
那这个老师在给这个神学生上课。
The instructors were giving lessons to the students.
那突然这个天空黑云密布雷声大作。
And out of a sudden, the sky turned dark, and there was thunder.
这些神学生们个个这个感受到好像世界末日就要临到的。
And the theological students felt the imminence of the end of the world.
所以更加没有心情上课了。
So they were not in a mood for any lecture.
世界都要结束了，还上什么课
？If the world is coming to an end, why bother with a lecture?
主耶稣都要来的，我们根本就不需要去传道了嘛。
If Jesus comes at this moment, there's no need to evangelize.
在这个时候这个老师就站起来对所有的同学说了。
At this moment, the instructor stood up and said to the students.
看起来世界的末日好像就要到了。
It seems as though the end of the world is coming.
但是或者时候还没有到，也不知道了。
But perhaps his kingdom has not yet come.
如果时间还没有到，我们没有理由下课。
And if his kingdom doesn't come at this moment, there's no reason to end our lecture now.
我们还要学习将来你们要出去这个传福音
We need to continue to learn because you will have to evangelize in the future.
但是如果真的世界末日已经到了
，But if indeed the end of the world is now.
我宁可让主耶稣在降临的时候发现我们仍然在尽我们的责任。
Then I'd rather that our Lord Jesus Christ comes and finds us.Fulfilling our responsibilities.
努力的学习，将来要出去传福音。
That we are continuing the learning process so that we may evangelize in the future.
所以各位同学，我们专心上课。
So all students, let us focus on our lecture.
这个故事也在提醒我们。
And this story tells us.
虽然有一天主耶稣会再来，世界会结束。
That even though one day Jesus will come again and this world will end.
虽然有一天我们都要离开这个世界。
And even though one day we will all leave this world.
但并不代表我们就能够任意的浪费在今生的岁月。
But it doesn't mean that we can waste our time on earth.
我们更应当要珍惜神给我们的岁月。
We have to cherish the time that God has given us.
以能够荣耀神，能够帮助人作为目标。
And our goal should be to glorify God and to help others.
积极的来经营我们的人生。
And we must actively manage our life.
这才是一个末世基督徒应当有的态度。
And that is the attitude we as Christians of the end time should have.
再来，这个撒网的比喻要提醒我们第二件事情。
And the parable of the net also reminds us the second thing.
要做一个更加的亲近神的基督徒。
We must be Christians that draw closer and closer to God.
我们都知道，在这个宇宙当中有一位全能的神，就是我们所敬拜的耶稣。
We all know that in this universe there is this omnipotent God whom we worship.
那我们活在这个世上，那除了追求我们应当学习的知识。
While on earth, we need to fulfill our responsibilities to learn the knowledge that we need.
以及能够 让我们生活稳定的财富。
And we also need to attain enough material things to sustain our physical livelihood.
我们更应当啊，要亲近神，从神那边来得着哦，怎么样运用我们的知识以及财富的智慧。
But all the more, we need to draw closer to God so that we can utilize the knowledge and the wealth that we have garnered so far for the furtherance of His work.
哦，无论是教育学家或者是心理学家，哦，他们都发现，哦，单单有这个 IQ 的人哦，并不一定能够成功。
From the studies by educators and psychologists, we have learned that those people with high IQ do not necessarily attain success in life.
IQ 啊，就是智商哈，也就是啊，这个人聪明不聪明啊。
High IQ represents whether a person is smart or not.
哦，但是当是聪明哈，不一定能成功。
But just by virtue of being intelligent doesn't guarantee success.
哦，说还要再加上 EQ 了哈。
What's needed is EQ.
哦，什么是 EQ?
What is EQ?
EQ 就是哦，人在情感上适应的能力哦，以及在人际处理的能力。
EQ is emotional quotient, which is a measure of how we are able to handle human relationships.
哦，所以有 IQ 还要加上 EQ 哦，才能够成功。
So success will only come about when you have both IQ and EQ.
哦，因为当有 IQ 哈，可能很聪明。
When you have a high IQ, you are definitely intelligent.
哦，但不一定啊，哦，都是能够造福别人哦，帮助人啊。
But you may not be able to help others.
哦，有可能啊，他个性很孤僻，很自私。
Maybe because of your high IQ, you are very secluded and self-centered.
哦，那更可怕的就是啊，哦，万一啊，你走了歪路哦。
And if you ever veer away from the right path,
啊，用你的聪明啊，用你的智慧啊，做伤天害理的事情。
Then you may use your high IQ to do bad things.
哦，所以一定要有 EQ 的哦。
And that is why you need EQ.
哦，啊，懂得啊，怎么样哦，跟人家合群。
You need to learn how to get along with people.
哦，处理呀，你的这个生活上的事情。
You need to be able to handle the things in your life.
哦，但是对我们基督徒来说啊，哦，光有 IQ 跟 EQ 哦，还是不够。
But for Christians, merely having high enough IQ and EQ is not sufficient.
哦，必须还有信仰哦。
We need our faith.
哦，有人就给他取个名字叫做 GQ 了。
And some people term this as GQ.
哦，要 God 哦，要有神哦。
The God quotient.
哦，那有的信仰，有的神哦，就能够让我们的聪明哦，就是让我们的 IQ 啊，用在有价值的事情上。
When we have our faith and when we have God, we will channel our IQ and EQ to achieve the correct things in life.
哦，啊，有的这个信仰，有的神呐，啊，能够帮助我们，让我们的 EQ 啊，也能够得到哦，这个神得到信仰的引导。
When we have the guidance from God, we will channel our EQ. To the proper use with his guidance.
哦，那怎么样让我们的这个所谓的 GQ 哈，那就是我们的信仰，哦，能够提升。
And how can we improve our GQ or God quotient?
哦，我们就应当啊，要多多的亲近神。
We must draw close to God.
哦，这样我们才能够得着哦神给我们的智慧。
Then we can receive the wisdom that God will give us.
哦，给我们的力量。
And the strength that God will also give us.
哎，让我们懂得怎么样来运用我们的 IQ 跟 EQ 啊。
Then we can fully utilize our IQ and EQ.
哦，所以这个撒网的比喻啊，也在要求我们。
So the parable of the net also requires us.
我们应当要做一个哦，与神更加接近的基督徒。
To become Christians who draw closer and closer to God.
哦，让我们呢、啊，在主耶稣再来的时候，
When Jesus comes again，
啊，都是那些被选上的人。
May we be all the people that God has selected。
哦，求主耶稣帮助我们。
May our Lord Jesus Christ help us。
来唱诗。
Let's sing him。
243首。
243。